After being told the news the government planned to house earthquake survivors in university accommodation, these students in Istanbul had to vacate their dorms at short notice. They carried their belongings and said their goodbyes. Classes would now be moved online until the end of June.
After the president made a speech, the same evening we learned that our blocks will be emptied. We are sad. It's like the pandemic period. We will have online education. We did not want this and we have some criticisms. May God grant us the best. We have nothing to do. Making a sacrifice on our education is bothering me a bit, to be honest.
Parents came to help their children pack and move.
We do want to do our part to help the families in need. Yeah, I am sad that I'm not going to be able to go to school, but also the situation is pretty bad, so I know that the families need a place to stay, so yeah, I don't really feel too bad.
The entire education system in the affected areas has been hit, but the government says it's determined to make sure there is minimum disruption to education.
By building additional tents, we will support our children's learning process and conduct a series of activities to normalize life. We have up to 141 tents. In these tents, we have preschool teachers and psychological counseling and guidance. All our teachers are on duty.
Inside the dorms, they're ready to receive evacuees. Here in Istanbul, most of the students we spoke to were happy to be doing their bit. Not all students have to leave. Those with family affected by the earthquake, international students, medical students, as well as those with no family they can stay with, can all remain. But this is a part of the effort and sacrifice the entire country has been asked to make to deal with this disaster. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Istanbul, Turkey.